Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into the Los Angeles Chargers in this passing game breakdown. And some changes up at the top. So Anthony Lynn out, Brandon Staley in. Brandon Staley comes from has kind of an interesting background. He actually got picked up doing some online stuff. Some of his ideas got picked up online, and that's how he sort of had an accelerated career. I think he was doing like blog posts and like some videos and that sort of thing. So football Twitter, there's your boy. In terms of looking for careers, that's your career arc. So he brings in Joe Lombardi, actually, from the Saints to be the offensive coordinator. Lombardi had basically been with the Saints since 07, and he took a two-year stint with the Lions as an offensive coordinator in 14 and 15, but then went back and was the quarterback coach with the Saints after that. So he's basically, since 2009, all but two seasons, been the offensive, been the quarterback coach for the Saints. You know, in the two seasons there, 14 and 15, he went to Detroit. So we don't have a huge record on him, and you know, Peyton's doing the play calling and that sort of stuff. But we kind of have an idea, a little bit of what he did. Again, it's years ago now. We're talking 14, 15, but pass friendly. So he was 11th in attempts the first year, and that was 2014, 12th in terms of passing yards, 4th in 2015, and he was 9th in terms of passing yards. So when you compare it to the rushing, he was 25th in rushing attempts and 28th in rushing yards in 2014, and then his second year, 30th in terms of rushing attempts, 32nd in terms of rushing yards. So it does have a little bit of a pass lean, and coming from the Saints, a lot of stuff that they were doing, you know, we'll see what they incorporate. I do think it's interesting from a, I don't know how much exactly I would hold as being like, hey, this is what we saw from the Saints last year or in the past couple of years, because frankly, Drew Brees wasn't the same Drew Brees in terms of what he could do physically. Some of the stretching the field stuff, it's more of a vertical scheme, wasn't really a ton of what he was doing, and there could be times where you'd want to just reach through the TV and be like, stretch the field, but they just weren't doing as much of that as maybe they would have wanted to. So it'll be interesting to see what they can take. I do find it interesting coming from a place where you had Alvin Kamara to a place where you got Austin Eckler. Eckler is not the same player as Kamara is, but he's the same type of player that Kamara is in terms of what he can do, where he can win, and all that sort of stuff. I think that's a really interesting one. So so that for sure. So we'll just look at the Saints from 2020 just to get a broad scope. Again, I don't think it's super predictive in terms of what they were doing. They ran 56% of the time designed pass plays. That's 27th in the league. 7.6 yards per attempt. Is 11th in the league. So again, effective, not huge volume. I think play action, it was actually pretty low in terms of 20.9%. That's 29th in the league. They had a pretty favorable split on that in terms of the eighth biggest split, improving on play action from non-play action. So that'll be interesting to watch for if they go back towards a little bit more of that. You can stretch the field with Herbert in ways that you probably could not do with Brees, frankly. So that'll be something I'm definitely going to watch for in terms of all that. Just to get an idea, again, we don't know how much of this was Lombardi's influence, but 0.89 targets per drop back, or 0.89 routes per drop back for the running backs, 0.24 targets per drop back, 0.19 receptions per drop back, and then 1.67 yards per drop back. Yep, that number is pretty good. And that is one Alvin Kamara. So that's eighth in terms of routes per drop back, second in terms of targets, third in terms of receptions, first in terms of yards. The receiver position, 2.5 routes per drop back, 0.45 targets per drop back, 0.33 receptions per drop back, 3.77 yards per drop back. Again, limitations there in terms of that. I think some of the route stuff's a little bit more interesting than maybe the total production. They were bottom quarter of the league in terms of most of these stats. So point, so their routes 26th, their targets 24th, their receptions per dropback was actually 17th, and their yards per dropback was actually 26th. So again, I think they had personnel problems, with, especially without Michael Thomas. The tight end position, 0.93 routes per dropback, 0.15 targets per dropback, 0.10 receptions per dropback, and 1.26 yards per dropback. Those are bottom half of the league. So 27th in terms of routes, 23rd in terms of targets, 24th in terms of receptions per dropback, and 19th in terms of yards. Some carryover from the Saints to the Chargers in the form of Jared Cook too. So just keep that in mind. And Jared Cook had a relatively high ADOT. So just keep that in mind in terms of, I think that's an interesting one as you sort of transition a player that is probably going underdrafted, going with a coaching system that knows him, which I think is really important. This isn't a Kenny Galladay situation where they're like, all right, he's already hurt in camp. Like, we kind of knew what the medicals were. It's like, hey, you know, maybe he didn't have the best season, but we're going to sort of bring him with us, and that's a starting job opportunity. So I think that's a really – I think Jared Cook's a really interesting one, especially in two tight end or in tight end premium. In terms of Herbert, you know, I've spoken – I think he's got some odd splits. He's really good under pressure compared to not great from a clean pocket. So that's a pretty weird – split there, I guess, would be the way that we would say it. So he was pressured the 12th most in the league. That should actually go down. I'll get to that in a second. But 7.6 yards per attempt under pressure last year. That was actually tied for third in the league. And then you sort of look at when he was not under pressure, it drops. So he was 7.1 yards per attempt while not under pressure. And that's 30th in the league. So that's a stat that tends to be stickier than the under pressure stat. So just be careful on that. Again, we're expecting some growth, but in terms of guys ahead of him at that skill, I mean, Burrow was ahead of him. You know, basically, well, a lot of starters were. So he was one of the worst starters in terms of from a clean pocket last year. So just be careful on that. And I wouldn't expect like this. He has more regression indicators than he does progression indicators. And I would just be cautious of that in particular. I do think he will get some benefit from a clean pocket. So they drafted Rashawn Slater. Great. They brought in Ode Obuchi to play left guard. 33rd in terms of PFF pass blocking grade last year for guards. Excellent. He was with Detroit. Bring in Corey Linsley. Fifth, again, excellent addition. He was fifth with the Packers last year. They have Matt Feeler as well. Comes in from Pittsburgh. He was 23rd in terms of PFF grade. And their lone remaining player, Brian Bulaga, was actually 58th in terms of PFF grade, right tackle. So four out of five guys knew, you know, and some of the guys that they were replacing, Sam Tavi was 69th in left tackles last year. Trey Turner played a fair amount of guard. He was 70th. Dan Feeney played center. He was 30th. So you sort of get the idea. Big differences there. I think some definite upgrades and really helping out their guy. So that'll be the big thing. One note too, I cover the Chargers for Football Guys in the preseason, and I think that the Josh Palmer buzz just continues. Again, we'll see sort of what who cares is going to be the ultimate thing. I do think if he's out there in terms of a deeper league, I would take a peek-see and just take a look. I do think he warrants maybe some, you know, stash consideration just because it was I don't think they have, you know, Mike Williams will be a free agent, and they don't really have a clear answer behind him. So that would be a thing that I would potentially watch for. And he might be getting scooped up in some leagues with the good news. But just keep that in mind as a name to file back if you got some roster spot. You know, if you're looking 28 man, something like that, and you got a roster spot, just throw him back there and just see, just as a look-see to see what happens. In terms of what the passing game looked like last year, lots of Keenan Allen, 23.3% target share. Failed to crack 1,000 yards, so we'll see what happens there. 1.91 yards per route, around 138 targets, so massively efficient. Speaking of massively efficient, Austin Ekeler, 1.71 yards per route run, 10.4% of their targets. They have Mike Williams as well, 1.56 yards per route run. That's a notable step down from Keenan Allen, 13.7% of the target share. Again, that's good, not that's like in the fine range of the position. Hunter Henry, 1.27 yards per route run, 14.7. So again, there's opportunity there. Donald Parham of, I believe, the XFL or the A, whatever the other developmental league there was that folded, 3.4% of their target share, 1.42 yards per route run. So he didn't fall on his face. That's notable. Tyron Johnson, 2.4 yards per route run, 4% of the targets. Just keep that name in mind. They brought in, and they also have Jalen Guyton as well. Jalen Guyton, 0.88 yards per route run. So he made some big plays, but it wasn't that effective or efficient. So just keep that in mind as well. He's a big ADOT guy too, had a lot of ADOT. So that's pretty much the deal. Oh, I would note too, Justin Jackson is a big, has been the news out of a Chargers camp has been that he is the one injury away guy. So scoop shares if he is available. That's pretty much your deal. I'll walk you through here where they rank in terms of ADP as well as football guy stuff. Herbert with a QB6 RDP. He is projected at quarterback 8 right now. So again, if that happens, I think you take it. But it might be one of those things where he doesn't necessarily go up in value. So if that happens, I think he should be pretty fairly priced next year. And I think you feel better about it. So for me, at his cost, he's an avoid largely because he's not projected in a way. And I don't think he profiles necessarily in a way that's going to make it really hurt because he's going to finish as like a quarterback 2 overall. So I would exercise some caution with him. Eckler, 16th in terms of RDP, 7th in terms of projection. We love that one. Keenan Allen, 17th in terms of RDP, 9th in terms of projections. We love that as well. Mike Williams, 51st in terms of RDP, 42nd in terms of projection. Jalen Guyton, he's in the 110 range. Josh Palmer, 76 RDP, 113 in terms of projection. Jared Cook, source of value, 26th in terms of RDP, 15th in terms of projections, and I like him to beat that, assuming he plays 16 or 17 games. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We will talk again very soon.